Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in a great nation, despite the fact that looking back on politics in 2023, as people are doing at year end, basically Gerald Seib, who is, of course, a veteran commentator for the Wall Street Journal, he has said that when you look at politics, it's pathetic. It's awful. And that's reflected, of course, in the fact that both of the leaders for the presidential nominations, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, have a majority of people who disapprove of them. We're going into that election with that going on and this going on, a brand new intelligence report today that China tried to meddle in the 2022 United States midterm elections. This is not Russia. This is China. This, according to a new U.S. intelligence report, Beijing wasn't worried about retaliation from the Biden administration, the report found. The Chinese government tacitly approved efforts to influence midterm races last year, Intel revealed. There's also a reason to believe that part of the hostility of so many American young people to the state of Israel and to Israel defending itself has been fomented by TikTok, which of course has deep ties to the Chinese government and has apparently had a profound influence, according to the New York Times, in the negativity of so many young voters concerning the Biden administration's policies on the Middle East, which have been, for the most part, supportive of Israel. Meanwhile, it looks, according to CNBC, like it's going to be both a green and a blue Christmas. What does that mean? The CNBC All-America Economic Survey finds that American views on the economy are in a continued slump. This has been echoed in increasingly negative views on President Joe Biden's job approval. And yet, holiday spending plans are buoyant. Intended holiday spending per person jumped 31% to $1,300 this year, according to the CNBC All-America Economic Survey. 18% of respondents said they're going to spend more this holiday. Are you spending more this holiday? Yet 66% of Americans are negative about the current state of the economy and the outlook, a record for the 17 years of the survey. Biden's overall approval rating fell to 35%, the lowest CNBC has ever recorded during his presidency. His economic approval rose 1 point to 33%, and the disapproval declined a point to 62%. But that's still 2-1. People disapprove of the way the president is handling the economy, which has to lead to wondering what is it exactly that people expect of the economy. Because right now, with the stock market again today looking fairly buoyant, And by the way, a brand new survey made the front page of the Wall Street Journal about a all-time record number of American households who have invested in the stock market. It's now 58%. It's an overwhelming majority of Americans. That's 58% of American households. So you're talking about most people have some kind of share in what is going on in markets. Meanwhile, we all have shares in what is going on concerning a world war. There was a brand new launch yesterday by North Korea, and the North Korea was also very angry, despite the fact that Kim Jong-un was able to take his 10-year-old daughter to witness this ballistic missile. It flew about 622 miles before going into the ocean. But is that strong enough? Is that a long enough distance intercontinental ballistic missile to hit Hawaii or Seattle, as they've talked about? We're going to be talking about that with Gordon Chang coming up. We'll also be speaking with a senior fellow of Discovery Institute, Andrew McDiamond, who has been doing research about the dangers of tablet and smartphone usage among children. And we're going to be speaking about the new efforts to try to get control of the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States, particularly by Governor Abbott of Texas, who has just signed a new law authorizing police officers to arrest people for the crime of entering the country illegally. U.S. officials have reported averaging more than 7,000 arrests a day recently along the southwest border. Now, what's the difference here? That's federal officials who are charged with handling immigration. Police officers are local officials and local law enforcement who generally are not. Some of the largest surges in the arrests coming every day across the southwest border have occurred in remote places of Arizona and California, so reports Alicia Caldwell. Since the start of the budget year, on October 1st, agents in Tucson, Arizona, have made more than 142,000 arrests, according to preliminary data, up from about 54,000 arrests during the same time a year ago. This doesn't mean that they're necessarily getting so much better at picking people up or intercepting them on the way to the border, but it does indicate that there are more and more and more people trying to pour across that border. That's one of the reasons that President Biden has such terrible approval numbers. This is CNBC talking about what those numbers look like. Listen, clip one.
Americans giving President Biden terrible approval numbers, no matter how you look at it. First, let's look overall. 35% overall approval versus 59%, a record high for the CNBC All-America survey during the president's tenure. 33-62 on the economy. He's as almost as much underwater as he's ever been. And then now on foreign policy, 29-63, that's a record high. 34 points underwater. Let's look at where it's fallen from 41%. If we go and look at the trajectory on this, up 5 points on disapproval, down 6 points on approval. This is not the most wonderful way for a president to be heading into a re-election year. And one really interesting group that we've been looking at now is the Latino vote and Latino preference here. You can see that it was sort of even in the second quarter, and now a big gap here with 61% disapproval of President Biden and just 28% approval.
Okay, we will be talking with Ruben Navarrete, who, by the way, is the son of a career cop, and talking about this idea of police officers picking up people who have crossed the border without authorization. Not federal officials, but local police officers. Does that matter? It may matter to the Supreme Court. We will find out about that. There's also a federal judge who has just ordered the unsealing of documents that will reveal over 150 of Jeffrey Epstein's associates. Will that include some of the celebrity names that have been imputed to be associated with the infamous Mr. Epstein? We will see. And we will be talking to Gordon Chang about the threat and the intensifying threat of North Korea and its nuclear arsenal. That coming up, and much more, right here on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Singing about her blue Christmas. And meanwhile, the numbers are so appalling
and so appallingly weak for Joe Biden that, honestly, there are unquestionably serious people within the Democratic Party, donors and supporters, and including some big state governors who might have presidential ideas of their own. But unless something turns around, it is still early enough for Joe Biden to pull out of this race. But with the difficulties he's facing in so many of these polls, and people even in the mainstream media acknowledging his difficulty of the race that he is going to face, it does not seem to me unthinkable that he would at one point say that because the foreign policy challenges regarding Taiwan and China and Korea and the war in Gaza and the war in Ukraine and the future of NATO, that he is going to have to concentrate in the part of his job that has to do with running American foreign policy and concentrate on that by pulling away from trying to run a presidential campaign. The problem, of course, is that the natural impulse of a lot of people, Democrats and other people who might have been inclined to support someone other than a Republican nominee, that the impulse would be, if, especially as we get closer to the election, that as Biden pulls out and pulls back, that it becomes more likely the closer we get to the early primaries and caucuses, and remember it's now less than a month before the Iowa caucuses, a lot of the focus would fall on Kamala Harris, who is doing some press availabilities for UN for the year's end, but still remains a disaster as a prospective president for the country, and probably a disaster for the Democratic Party. There is Biden is reluctant to accept his old age, aides say. This from Axios. President Biden's reluctance to acknowledge his physical limitations at age 81 is causing some tension on his team, as senior aides and First Lady Jill Biden push him to rest more and be vigilant about his health going into 2024. Current and former aides say Biden is extraordinarily energetic for his age, but his repeated insistence that he feels so young he can draw eye rolls. Some current and former aides believe Biden doesn't realize how old he can come across. In conversations with aides and friends, Biden frequently says some version of, "I feel so much younger than my age." Well, maybe he does. Managing Biden's schedule and energy has become crucial to his reelection campaign, given widespread voter concerns about his ability to do the job. Until January 2029, that would be the end of the next term, when Joe Biden would be 86. Now, President Trump would also be, at that time, 83. But that's the situation we're in right now politically. Current and former Biden aides say he often pushes to do more travel and events than they think that he should. Concerning this news about Jeffrey Epstein and the unsealing of documents, a federal judge ruled today that he was going to be unsealing documents containing the identities of over 150 associates of the late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. That will be unsealed on January 1st, 2024, as part of a settled civil lawsuit by Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre against Epstein's confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for her own involvement in the sex trafficking scheme. Now, of course, people are going to be looking here for former President Clinton.
they're going to be looking for a great number of other people of tremendous prominence who were associated in some way or another with Jeffrey Epstein. Doesn't mean the fact that you just knew him that you were somehow involved in sex trafficking. But there's going to have to be some explaining from all those 150 people who are now revealed to be so close to this absolutely notorious character. The story from the Daily Mail is North Korean dictator watched the third test of his intercontinental ballistic missile together with his 10-year-old daughter. Did you know that Kim Jong-un had a 10-year-old daughter? Her name is Kim Ju-ai. She, quote, supervised the exercise alongside him. She's 10 years old. Is she really capable of supervising a test of an intercontinental ballistic missile, potentially nuclear-tipped? The leader ramped up his threats to the U.S. as he tries to expand his arsenal. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened, quote, more offensive actions against the United States after testing a long-range ballistic missile that could reach mainland North America. But it didn't come close to traveling that far. It's just theoretical or aspirational that it could reach North America. The Hermit Kingdom dictator ramped up his warnings to repel what he believes is an increase in military action from Washington. Kim Ju-ae, his 10-year-old daughter, has only been in the public spotlight for a year, since she was nine, but she has accompanied her father for meetings with military commanders and to watch weapons exercises. Is she being prepared, groomed to take over the government when she's 20? Who knows? Kim's statement suggests he is confident in his growing missile arsenal and will likely continue weapons testing activities before the 2024 presidential election. Kim Ju-ai, his daughter, has only been in the public spotlight for a year. Kim stressed the need to never overlook all the reckless and irresponsible military threats of the enemies and to strongly counter them with more offensive actions. Many foreign experts say North Korea still has some other technological hurdles to must master to acquire reliable nuclear-tipped ICBMs. So what's next? And the real force behind the Houthis' attacks on U.S. isn't Iran. We'll talk with Gordon Chang about all of this and very direct threats to the United States from the Far East. Gordon Chang, coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage next year. Workers in states ranging from California and Montana to Florida and Ohio will be setting their minimum wage above $10. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people. An organization monitoring threats reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls just over this past weekend alone. There's another hearing today over whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, if you read Gordon G. Chang and you go to, and we're going to be posting a number of his recent commentaries up at our website, there are many, many reasons to be concerned about the year 2024 and what it means for U.S. national security and foreign policy. Gordon G. Chang at X, that's the way to reach him and to find him. He is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, It Should Only Be, and The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and the just-released China is Going to War. What's fascinating, Gordon, about some of your most recent commentaries has been that it turns out that this is not so separate from the war in Ukraine or the ongoing war in the Middle East. What you say is that it isn't Iran that is the real force behind the Houthi rebels in Yemen and their attacks on U.S. warships. If it isn't Iran that's behind it, who is it?
That would be China, Michael. And the reason is that China is providing Iran with the resources to fund Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi militia. For instance, in the first 9 months of this year, China's purchases of Iranian oil was 60% above that in 2017, which was the last year before the Trump administration reimposed sanctions on Iranian oil. And so it shows China is fully supporting Iran's attacks on Israel. And this is really the same tactic that we see with China and Russia. With the increased commodity purchases, allowing Russia to continue that war against Ukraine. And if all of this weren't bad enough, China and Russia directly and in association with the Wagner Group is destabilizing North Africa. So really what we have is China fueling these wars around the world.
And one would think, wouldn't one, that at a time of danger like this from two major world powers and a would-be world power called Iran, that at a time of this, our alliances were very important, particularly our existing alliance with NATO. I know because you've written about this eloquently and passionately. What does NATO, which has to do with the North America and Europe, what does NATO have to do with, for instance, protecting Taiwan or preventing aggression from North Korea?
Well, first of all, there are NATO ships in East Asia. We've seen French, German, and Dutch ships sortie with American, Japanese, and other ships from the region. But more important, if you look at all of these conflicts in the whole, as a whole, it means that if we were able to preserve Ukraine, drive Russia out of Ukrainian territory, that would be a lesson for Xi Jinping in China, because he would then see resolve, which means that he would be much less likely to take on Taiwan, the Philippines, Japan, India, whatever. So really, the bad actors are looking at how we deal with all of this. And remember, all of this disruption, all of this disorder started with the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, where China and Russia and others saw that the Biden administration was incapable. And so therefore they thought that they could take advantage of the situation. I mean, it's no accident that Trump left a peaceful world and that it's collapsed under Biden.
And when you say that Trump left a peaceful world, you do not agree, it seems to me, with the talk by President Trump, and he mentions it in his speeches, about not getting deeply involved or actually tapering and maybe even terminating U.S. involvement in NATO. Why would that be a danger to the United States and to our allies in Asia?
Yeah, I've heard that rhetoric from Trump recently, and the important thing was during his 4 years in office, he could have withdrawn from NATO, and he did not. And I think it would be much less likely that he would in a second term. But it would be dangerous because then Putin would think that he could attack a NATO country. He's already inclined to do it. Because he's been talking like Peter the Great recently, and Peter the Great was essentially saying, look, you know, we can do whatever we want. And this is really disturbing. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Putin would never attack a NATO country. But the point is, if the U.S. weren't in NATO, he certainly would. And also, even if the U.S. stays in NATO, he has seen the NATO and the United States not effectively protect Ukraine, which has the guarantees of the Budapest Memorandum of 1994. So he very well may think that the Western word is not good, whether it's the Budapest Memorandum or the Atlantic Charter or the NATO Treaty.
And Putin about to win a fifth term as president. They're six-year terms. But you say he is now likely to be Russia's president for life. Just like his buddy?
Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Yes, and the reason why is, you know, once you're someone like in Putin's position, you can't leave. Because if you leave, your enemies are going to go after you. So Putin knows that. So he's there for life, whether that life is long or short.
And in terms of what the United States should be emphasizing right now, do you think that it is important that Israel have a definitive victory over the Hamas terrorists?
Absolutely. And the United States should stop its efforts to prevent Israel from prosecuting the war the way that it wants. If you listen to the joint press conference between our Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Israeli counterpart, you know, you can hear, at least in implication, that the United States is trying to pressure Israel into certain actions or not taking certain actions. And that's wrong. Israel knows how to defend itself. let Israel defend itself. This is a war, and, you know, unfortunately, there are going to be civilian casualties. But let's remember that Israel has gone to great lengths to prevent them, and Hamas has gone to great lengths to increase them. So let's understand where this situation is and the importance of it. Because like Ukraine, the Chinese are looking at exactly how we react to figure out how we would react in East Asia.
And speaking of East Asia, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the meaning, if any, of Kim Jong-un taking his 10-year-old daughter to watch and help to supervise a ballistic missile launch. Who is best to handle these ongoing world threats, which are really nightmarish? Would it be Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Joe Biden, or somebody who isn't up there as a candidate? We will get to that and to much more with Gordon Chang. You can find his material on X at Gordon G. Chang. We'll also be talking a little bit about new reports that there are attempts by China and Russia to influence the upcoming election season. How would they do that, and in which direction? Or is it just to foment more chaos for the United States of America? We'll get to that and more with Gordon G. Chang coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style, in the air.
And on the Michael Medved show, they are reporting on CNN that foreign government efforts to target the 2022 U.S. midterm elections appeared to grow compared to the 2018 midterm elections. That, according to a declassified intelligence assessment released yesterday, with a diverse and growing group of foreign actors participating. Speaking to Gordon G. Chang, who is an expert particularly on threats from East Asia, but you have to link those threats today to threats here in the homeland, in the Middle East, in Europe. What would China like to accomplish by intervening in the upcoming U.S. election?
My sense is that they would like to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected. That's not to say that all of Trump's policies were inimical to Beijing, but I think what they found with Trump was that he was unpredictable. And so, therefore, they didn't like him. The Chinese, over the course of decades, have been able to deal with American presidents who have expressed hostile statements towards Beijing. But they can deal with predictability, even if there is hostility. So I think that we're clearly looking at Beijing supporting President Biden. We know that in the Democratic primaries, Chinese Communist Party propaganda supported Biden over Sanders. And then in the general election, they supported Biden over Trump. So I think that gives us a good hint where they're going to be next year as well.
Russia on the other side?
Yeah, well, certainly Russia and Iran have, very much meddled in our elections. I don't know where Russia would be. I think that they would want to sow chaos more than anything else. They probably would like Trump a little bit more than Biden. But, you know, Biden's been pretty good to the Russians. And so it's not as clear-cut as most people who study domestic politics would think. You know, the whole idea is that, oh, Russia is the favorite of the Republican Party. Yeah, I think that there's something to that. But I also believe that Russia does see a lot of utility in a Biden presidency because Biden is weak and the Russians can do what they want. And I don't think that they like the unpredictability of Donald John Trump either.
In terms of the money for Ukraine that apparently will be held up until after the first of the year because of the ongoing argument about strengthening the border, or improving border security, what do you think would be your advice if you were giving advice to President Biden now to try to achieve getting that supplemental appropriation with aid for not just for Ukraine, but for Israel as well?
What I would say to him is that there are potential saboteurs, Chinese, Venezuelan, Iranians, coming across our southern border. And if there is a terrorist attack, the American people are going to hold him responsible. And it will mean the end of Democratic Party governance for decades. So it's time to strengthen the border and, of course, support Ukraine and Israel. But the point is that Biden has got to remember that he will be held accountable for American deaths. And clearly we are seeing some very, very disturbing trends of the people coming across our border.
When you talk about those disturbing trends, what disturbs you most?
We have, just taking the Chinese for a moment, you have, if you go back a year or so ago, we saw Chinese migrants come across, and they were whole families. But now what we are seeing is almost exclusively single Chinese males of military age without family members pretending not to speak English in packs of 5 to 15. And U.S. Border Patrol knows that some of them are Chinese military or have links to the Chinese military. So that is extremely disturbing, especially because we know of, for instance, the secret Chinese biological weapons lab that was discovered in Ridley, California this spring. You know, it could easily see saboteurs linking up with facilities like that to spread disease around the United States, in addition to other things that they would do. So those are the things that I think the American people would hold President Biden accountable for, because he's purposely letting saboteurs into the United States.
When you say he's purposely, what possible gain could there be for Joe Biden to let saboteurs into the United States?
Well, I think he discounts the possibility of domestic terrorism caused by people coming across our border. And of course, a big portion of his base wants to see unrestricted migration into the United States from South and Central America. So it's again, you know, there are some elements of the Democratic Party base right now that are in favor of these policies. And I don't know if, you know, I know that Biden doesn't want saboteurs to come into our country, but he is favoring policies that permit them to come in, and he has knowledge, or should have knowledge, that they are coming in. So he has to be held accountable for that.
There's a piece in Bloomberg that is very arresting and alarming, and it asks the question, what if Putin wins? U.S. allies fear defeat as Ukraine aid stalls. And what the piece is talking about is our allies going around the world not just fearing Ukraine's defeat, but fearing defeat of the West, which had seemed unthinkable. I mean, even a year ago. Your reaction, Gordon G. Chang?
Yeah, we have to be, because I think that Ukraine is an existential test. For one thing, Putin will then go after the Baltic states, go after some of the other Eastern European countries. He could very well, go after countries in Asia Minor. But the thing that really concerns me is that Xi Jinping will look at that and say, the West has failed in an existential test. They knew what was going on. They had to know what the stakes were. I think I can, with impunity, attack X, Y, and Z. And so, therefore, I think that really what we're seeing is a test of the United States and the West in the eyes of a Chinese aggressor.
And how does North Korea fit into this in terms of threats from that misbegotten country?
North Koreans, because they're Koreans, absolutely hate the Chinese, but that doesn't tell us how they would react. Beijing is able to get what it wants when it makes demands of the North Koreans. This has been the history of not only recent past, but also going back decades. So if China were to think that it could attack Taiwan, I think that we would have to be very concerned that North Korea would either lob missiles into Japan or attack South Korea or do something to distract us. So they are going to be a pawn that Beijing will want to use. Now, as I said, the Koreans will do what the Koreans want. But I think that they realize that if China is going to win, that they might as well do what they want, which is to absorb South Korea.
And I saw recently they are pushing for more babies, that Kim Jong-un was tearful, actually, begging for more children. And in Japan, they can't fulfill their military quotas because there aren't enough young people. Is that right? That the population shrinkage in Japan is a real problem for our alliance?
It certainly is. All of East Asia is a demographic sinkhole. In South Korea, our treaty ally, the total fertility rate is 0.7, which I have to believe is the lowest in the world. But it's not that out of line with what we see in Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, Singapore, and of course Japan. Because these are all societies that are facing demographic challenges that the world has never seen before. So, for instance, China will probably lose somewhere between half and two-thirds of its population between now and the time the clock strikes 2100. That means they'll go from a country of 1.4 billion down to maybe 500 million, maybe even less than that. So this is something which is unprecedented.
All unprecedented. It is a complicated world, and Gordon G. Chang at X makes it more comprehensible. Appreciate your perspective always and your great fountain of information. We will be right back in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.